Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples, but upon you the Lord shines, and over you appear God's glory. Hello, my friends. These words break open for us in the beautiful passage from Isaiah that is a reading we have for Epiphany Sunday. You may be well beyond Christmas or still in the season. We just celebrated Epiphany Sunday here with a few people who were able to make it in, considering the protocols for this season of COVID and the challenges we have with it. And at the same time, the great need to welcome in the beauty of the witness that Epiphany is, the incredible honesty of the moment that is present to us in it. You might or might not remember the gospel. I won't read it, but I'll talk us through it just a bit because it's something. It's the very beginning of Matthew, and other gospels are really getting us into the birth of Christ, and we hear that here, and then all of a sudden we hear Herod's really cautious because a couple of people are showing up in town, the three magi's, and they're looking for the child Jesus. The story unfolds as you and I might remember it, and they follow the star and put aside the fear and the false directions of Herod. He's a leader who's gone astray and caught up in his own stuff, and inhibiting his people and eventually creating even more difficulties that will trickle down to the time of Jesus' own crucifixion. But here at this time, it's Jesus the Christ, the child of Mary and Joseph, and being discovered, found. And Magi have made their trip. We hear them from the east, the Orient, as it's named here, coming from where the sun rises up. And so there's this beautiful conjoining that the Son of God, the light, has come into the world. And three people from that place of light, from nations and races and other people from that part of the world, have made their way to Jerusalem. And then on their way to Bethlehem to find the child that was born laying and then laid in a manger. There's so much going on in this story, but one of them that used to strike me was how beautiful it was portrayed in Christmas cards. And there were so many different ways of showing it. And sometimes it was fairly elaborate, and the Magi were sometimes looking like medieval characters, and sometimes they were caricatures. But each time and every time, what strikes me and does now in telling this story is it was the first time I ever remember seeing on a Christmas card a series of people of color. One very dark person who I might think of as from Africa, but maybe Arabian, and so on. So that what's portrayed here quite beautifully is who Jesus has come for and who has come for Jesus the Christ. We are gifted with their visit. It isn't just they that were gifted by visiting Jesus Christ. You and I probably at times, without knowing it, have a narrow notion of who God came for, if we believe at all that God came for us. And then we think we'd like other people to know about that as well. This is what we used to call and still do in some corners of the church as reverse mission, because now all of a sudden some of those people that we think we're going to bear the good news to are people who are bearing the good news to us, people of other religions. These wise people or astrologers maybe, or people who bore other traditions in their hearts, their practice, faithful to those, somehow wanting to reckon with this journey with a star, somehow having heard it in a dream or read it in their text, here they are, they've made their way here, believing, trusting like children do, like the child in all of us, to come and see, to come and see. And so their witness is first this willingness to come out of an incredible background of knowledge of other traditions and enter ours, we might say. And then almost tell us what ours is. Because from them, this baby gets particularly fine gifts that only a king or noble person would receive. You and I are at the inbreaking of light and at the beginning of the earthly life of Jesus Christ. When people of color and other cultures and other religions or practices arrive to not only acknowledge him, but reverence him. We might say not out of curiosity, but already believing they would find him, wanting to come forward and reverence him. The depth of the Greek word the feast that we're celebrating here, the Epiphany, is not only just showing, and it means that, as in the other word, revelation, but it means the deeper sense of the revealing, the active being present to. This Epiphany is a coming forth from a being, what this being has to show us, manifested in the Christ child, we know is the Father's love. And manifested in this scene is the faithfulness of Mary and the constant care of Joseph. Manifested in this scene is people of all nations recognized in these wise people from other traditions and nations. Scholars pointed out these people stand in for as well as stand up from within their own tradition. They stand for all the nations of the earth. Matthew's gospel, which we're listening to in this beautiful little pericope, this story of the Magi, Matthew's gospel and other gospels end with this great call that Jesus sends us out to all nations. Go forth to all nations, bearing good news. So there's this beginning now, which continues on and comes to completion. This is part of our Christmas meditation, to take time with this activity, this visiting, this being a visitor, among other visitors, women and men of other cultures who have a hunch that God is among us as well, and that we might show up in the setting where God is revealed. The veil is taken back. And we stand beside others at a beautiful lake or a sunset, or we're in adoration in a local church, or a friend is ill and a few of us have clustered around a bed. Whatever the place is, a family table, the richness of who we are is almost also the richness of our being one. And as we take time in meditating on this convergence of cultures and people and color that's such a need and longing in our time, we realize that here it is in our most ancient Christian text. And here we have a beautiful rendition of the reception of that honor, the treasuring of it, the conjoining of traditions. And the returning home with the recognition that they came to see the one they sought. And so we are right now. Hopefully, wherever this is in relationship to the Christmas season, somehow you've been with God and have felt the presence of the one who is with you now. And so we move into just a few moments of meditation. All that excitement I shared about the convergences of culture and the coming together of many, and the excitement of Matthew's gospel and the terror of Herod that's about to hang out there and all those other things, it's dispelled in the quiet of the night with a star overhead and the babe in the manger. And three very wise and maybe tired people from very different walks of life and wonder, offering gifts and calling Christ King. May our hearts be open and quiet now and in stillness in however we might see that setting. And might we join comfortably and more easily with people from other places, times, and cultures, and they with us, around that which is life and who life is and the one who shows us ways of life and is life himself, herself. We proclaim here on these podcasts Christ, the light of the world. Not just Christ, the light of New York State or D.C. or the United States or the Western Hemisphere. Isn't it wonderful? Christ, the light of the world, or as really understood in our beautiful Colossians readings and Ephesians, Christ who is the center of the cosmos, the flower of the cosmos, and from whom all things come forward, that is the cosmos. Here now, in this quiet, in this stillness. So let us be still in the light of this one who's here with us. Be still and know. Be still and know that I am God. This Christ. My sisters and brothers, another late Merry Christmas and the joy of Epiphany, of seeing, of being shown, of one who is willing to show others. Be still. From Greg Lucamelli, Dan Riley, and the Mountain Community, be at peace.
Of all peace, I give thanks.